Marriage vow renewal services. A marriage vow renewal service can be a meaningful, sacred ceremony for a couple, their family, and friends. It offers a time for the couple to pause and reflect on the nature of their shared commitment and once more pledge their lives to each other before God. Events of this nature can also be very moving for those who attend. Watching their parents join hands and hearts in an affirmation of their enduring love provides a beautiful example for the couple's children and grandchildren. As a minister, it is a privilege to take part in such a ceremony. A vow renewal ceremony can occur any time after the original wedding ceremony. Some couples choose to plan the event on a special anniversary, such as the 10th, 25th, or 50th. At times, these ceremonies are held in the church, and when this is the case, many of the guidelines for wedding ceremonies would apply. However, since the couple is already married, there are several differences between a vow renewal ceremony and a wedding. Following are some of the points to consider. Since the ceremony is symbolic rather than legal, it is not mandatory for a minister to perform it, but asking a minister to officiate is customary in apostolic faith circles. The ceremony is not a legal event, so the couple does not need to obtain a marriage license. Typically, ministers in our organization slightly adjust the wording of the vows used in our traditional wedding ceremonies for a vow renewal service. See one example at the end of this section. Couples may also wish to offer personal remarks to each other, mentioning their years together and pledging their continuing commitment in the future. Since the bride is already married, no one should give her in marriage to the groom. However, an escort, perhaps a son or grandson, may walk her down the aisle. If the couple has children, it is appropriate for them to be included in the ceremony as attendants. Sometimes members of the original wedding party stand up with the couple as they renew their vows. Encourage couples not to use a vow renewal as an occasion to live out their fantasies of the dream wedding they did not have. Instead, the ceremony should be kept simple and sacred, with a focus on the enduring quality of Christian commitment. Guests will enjoy aspects that relate to the original wedding. These might include the viewing of a wedding video and/or photos, incorporating songs sung at the original wedding, or ordering a recreation of the wedding cake. The service itself is typically structured quite similarly to a wedding. Following is a possible way that the traditional marriage ceremony could be adapted for a vow renewal ceremony. The couple renewing their vows, along with their attendants, should take their places before the minister. The husband stands on the minister's left and the wife on the minister's right. The minister then says, "We are gathered here today to witness the renewing of the vows that this couple made to one another in year of the initial marriage ceremony, when the two of them were united in holy matrimony. Since we know that Almighty God is the author of the institution of marriage, that by His word this holy relationship between man and wife was brought into existence, we do not hesitate to proceed in a renewing of the lifetime commitment that name of wife and name of husband made to one another, insert the number of years ago." Obedience to the law of God always brings blessing, even though we may be in temporal adversity and sorrow. Disobedience brings the displeasure of God, even in times of seeming prosperity and happiness. Therefore, our conduct before each other, either as husbands, wives, or unmarried individuals, must be regulated by God's law if we are to enjoy the supreme blessing of God upon our lives while we live here on earth. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, also sanctioned the institution of marriage by attending and taking part in the marriage at Cana of Galilee. He further gave His approval to marriage, reminding us of some of His obligations and privileges when He said, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." The Holy Spirit has also blessed marriage and has used its bond of love as an illustration of the much closer tie that binds the Church of Christ to its bridegroom and master, Jesus Christ. Speaking through the Apostle Paul and terming it one of the great mysteries of our life on earth, the Holy Spirit said, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord," and, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones." The minister then addresses the couple, saying, "And now, since it is your purpose to recommit your vows of holy wedlock, you will signify this intention by joining your right hands." The couple joins hands. Turning to the man, the minister says, "Husband's full name, do you confirm your commitment to this woman, whose right hand you now hold, and solemnly promise, God helping you, that you will be a true and devoted husband to her, that you will love, honor, cherish, and protect her in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, in adversity and in prosperity, and that you will keep yourself to her and to her alone until God by death shall separate you?" The man will then answer, "I do." Turning to the woman, the minister will then say, "Wife's full name, do you confirm your commitment to this man whose right hand you now hold, and solemnly promise, God helping you, that you will be a true and devoted wife to him, that you will love, honor, cherish, and comfort him in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, in adversity and in prosperity, and that you will keep yourself to him and to him alone until God by death shall separate you?" The woman will then answer, "I do." The minister then addresses himself to all present and says, "Inasmuch then as husband's full name and wife's full name have both signified the renewal of their commitment to the holy bond of matrimony, have borne witness of this fact before God and this company, and have once again pledged their fidelity and love each to the other, I, by the virtue of the authority vested in me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, pronounce God's continued blessing upon them as husband and wife, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Let us pray." The minister then offers a prayer invoking God's blessing upon the couple, and closes with a benediction upon all present. A vow renewal ceremony is a wonderful way to reaffirm a couple's love and commitment to each other before family and friends. This ceremony not only can strengthen the marriage bonds, but it also is a testimony, an example of the enduring blessing of marriage vows taken before God.